Bits podcast. This is James Kidd. I'm flying solo today. My compadre, Adam Smythe, can't be with us. He's in training for next year's Strictly Come Dancing at his body popping class. And I'm currently recording a mini Litbit, one of our Litbit lights, Litbits that are sugar free, and has 50% off in the sales if you have the Litbit podcast loyalty card. One free podcast if you've downloaded 2487. I'm currently standing in a shopping mall in upstate New York, just outside of Poughkeepsie. I've just spent the day shopping for a buttock massager that's heavy on the need and light on the loafer. And I thought as I wandered around here whether there were any parallels that could be drawn between the act of high commerce shopping and any sort of literary act, particularly in terms of reading and the effect it has on the imagination. And it seems a rather strange parallel to draw, really, because one of the things that's extraordinarily absent and noticeably absent is any bookshops here. We have a tokens tickets where you can play deal or no deal, but fortunately without Noel Edmonds, so one advantage there of being in America. You can shop and stuff your own teddy bear, should you wish. And go into Journeys and buy all manner of rather strange footwear. And of course there are lots of teenagers in there just hanging out. This is a place where you're meant to be entertained and happy. And in that, I suppose, there is a kind of parallel between a literary experience or the act of reading, say, something rather romantic. There is a definite appeal to the senses, a definite sense of being enticed and bewitched. There's all sorts of smells as I walk past the Body Shop and Yankee Candle. Rather less salubrious ones in Wendy's, but you can't have everything. It's incredibly bright in here. There's lights everywhere that you look, a large Christmas tree, and all manner of flashing baubles. You can barely pass a shop without someone standing outside offering you a free sample, which of course makes the and summer shop particularly exciting. And at the same time, there's something that's overripe here. I've been here and arrived terribly excited at the look of JCPenney or Kay Jewellers' Gertrude Hawk chocolates. And then there's a point where actually it's too much. There's something sort of slightly Keatsian about the feeling of being mildly nauseated as I walk past Abercrombie & Fitch for the third time and smell that odour, which is attractive, I imagine, in the sort of way that Javier Bardem on a night out on the Sangria might be. And I think what happens is that there's nowhere else for you to go except in ever-decreasing circles. There's no sense of transcendence such as you might have in a might hope to achieve, say, with a reading a poem. And there's almost, in a sort of mocking way, all the way down the main corridor, all the way through the food court, there are trees which are sort of rather pathetically reaching up towards these lights, as though they're in hope of seeing the sun. And this sort of appeal to nature and to what's positive about imaginative experiences is here slightly sort of twisted and turned from any sort of transcendence into the only transcendence you're going to have is when you pull your credit card out to buy something from Radio Shack or Lenscraft, as I dare say. I think that is the kind of limit of it. The excitement eventually leads to a sense of disappointment when they don't have the high heels that you want in your size. There's a definite means to an end. But what's interesting here is the literary appeals that are being made as to a kind of excitement and perfect lifestyle. Adverts that ask you to relax better, massage better, unwind better, and live better. These are the words that are everywhere, that happiness isn't an end in itself, but a way of life. And of course, if you shop in CNC unisex, all sorts of rather exciting things will happen. And I suppose the parallel I'm constantly drawing is with Bret Easton Ellis' American Psycho, a land of brand names and ever-decreasing descents into personal hell, a chrome, brightly coloured, depthless echo chamber of voices that in the end only leaves you and your own compulsive desires Am I going too far? Very possibly. I think the man in men's warehouse and tux is looking rather askance at me. And of course I'm wearing a pair of Polo Ralph Lauren underpants that I bought earlier. But on that note, I think it's probably best that I take myself up before the Frappuccino wears off. And I look forward to seeing you again. Bye.